James.
Hey, James. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Ruben, good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Not a problem. Thank you. Do you have a pen handy? You can make some notes.
Yes. Well, hold on. Let me just walk over to my desk here. Hold on. Okay.
So just a few quick questions. I understand you've got an offer on the table from a lender for about $80,000, and you're looking to see what potentially better options are available for your business, correct?
Yeah, so basically, like, the offer that I was considering was $80,000, but I was really a little reluctant because the payback was going to be $113,000 over 8 months, $33,000 over 8 months, which, you know, annual percentage rate is about 40%.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just, like, you know, I kind of went back to my, you know, staff here, and we discussed it internally, and it's just like, wow, you know.
Okay.
Not really probably interested at this point with that sort of interest rate. So when you sent your email and said, hey, look, you know, we might be able to do a little better, that's, we had a meeting yesterday or on Monday, and Wednesday, yeah, on Monday. So we said, well, maybe we could use a little bit of capital here to close out the year. We have some pending accounts receivables.
Okay.
But it would be nice to sort of be able to, you know, cash flow and take care of some stuff that we wanted to do on our end before the year end. So
gotcha.
we could potentially do it, and if you're able to work on that, maybe that interest rate for me a little bit, I'd be potentially ready to go. So that's why I sent over my driver's license and the canceled check, like, because that's what Michael had asked me to do before. So it's just like, okay, well, if you can quote me something reasonable, I might just pull the trigger and we'll just do it.
Yeah, I think I can help you out. You've done a few working capital loans in the past, correct?
Yeah, I have, with through On Deck and Capital Alliance. So those have all been paid off and are closed out now.
Do you have any current working capital loans before now?
No.
Or none? Okay.
No.
All right. So I definitely understand what you're saying. I just want to ask you a few kind of pointed questions. Hopefully I'm not going to rub you the wrong way here. I've been with Bank of Cardiff just, you know, for about 9 years. So
mm-hmm.
I used to be on the sales side. I've got my own book of business, just so you know. I also help manage here in underwriting, and I kind of understand what customers are going through. So I like to ask them some pretty pointed questions to figure out really what their goals are and give them a program that makes sense. So in a perfect world, about how much capital are you looking for? Like, if you could just invent a number, would it be 100, 200 grand?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously the more, the better, with a lower interest rate,
okay.
The better.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, 150 to 200 would be great. But after working with Michael and Jeremiah before, they were saying, look, we're first time customer here, first time client. Let's get through a first, you know, the first 4 months and see how everything's going. We could potentially renegotiate and refund if you needed some more, you know, capital after that. So, you know, I guess, like, you get past the halfway point and then, you know, then
yeah.
You can potentially revisit things. So they initially came back to me at 60, and I was like, well, you know, 60, super high interest rates, not going to really do a lot for me. Like, can you do 100? And they came back and they said, okay, well, we can do 80. So that was sort of where we settled on.
I think one of the challenges, just, do you mind if I give you kind of like the insight and what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I think perhaps before you had, I think what was going on was the way these loans are underwritten is really, it's really important to give customers transparency, because the average Bank of Cardiff customer, it's not like they're hopping from loan to loan. I've had customers that have done well over 10, 15 loans with myself. So it's really good to give people some insight and say, hey, look, how are these loans underwritten? What can I do to put myself as a business owner in the best position? And why am I getting a certain offer? So we look at a few basic factors, and those factors are overall cash flow. And the two biggest issues are, how many days are you going negative? And what are those amounts? And so I think one of the biggest challenges for you right now is you're having a lot of negative days, but you don't have a bad business. You have a great business. You're just having some negative days that are kind of influencing the underwriting process. So I think what we need to do is concentrate and get you a program where you get enough capital. You get potentially longer terms. I'm assuming something like 6 to 8 months is pretty short in your mind, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
that was what I came back with. Can we at least do 12? You know.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole point. And I think one of the things we stress is we'll check in with you periodically as part of this loan. We got to make sure that you're getting a program where, and just to give you a little insight, the more, I know it's not mean being trite, the more you can keep your bank account having at least an average daily balance of $3,000 and having no negative days, then you're going to get really, really strong offers. And when mm-hmm. those numbers start going below a $3,000 average daily balance, and when those numbers start going and you start having negative days, then there's going to be less programs available to you. And I hope you just appreciate that insight so you kind of see how these loans work.
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. So.
Cool. So the more the better. I can understand that. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of thumb through your bank statements real quick. So in July, let's just take a look. How's business going for you overall, by the way?
You know, we're pretty busy. We have an architectural design services division and a construction services division, and I think, you know, on whole, we've seen work pick up quite a bit.
Okay.
You know, especially I just finished all of my year-end stuff, like with my accountant, so we're looking much better for 2016 than we were in 2015, and 2015 is up from 2014. So, I mean, we're continuing to, you know, kind of increase our volume of work. You know, it's tricky business because the types of clients that we're working with in this boom right now are developers, and we're being a small business, a small boutique firm, and not having a large amount of capital on hand or cash on hand. It tends to be hand to mouth, and when we're being asked to like sit out 60 days or 90 days with some of these developers, it becomes problematic for me, you know.
Okay.
So that's sort of, you know, what we've been trying to manage internally through, like, you know, more rigorous and more regular billing cycles. Been trying to, like, really put the screws on some of our clients to make timely payments so that we're seeing, you know, our cash flow situation improve. So, I mean, overall, I feel like we're you know, in much better shape this year than we were last year.
Okay.
We do have a couple large receivables out there, which we intend to collect on by the end of this year. So,
okay.
You know, and those are like in the, you know, $300,000 to $400,000 range.
Okay.
So I've been kind of like sticking my neck out with a couple of these clients kind of, you know, for a big payoff here. And, you know, they've asked me to sit tight on their investment, and that they would pay me a premium for the work that we're doing. So I've been kind of cooperative to, you know, as much as I can. And so I am anticipating, you know, a much improved sort of situation going into 17. So on whole, yes, definitely optimistic and looking good. You know, we would like to get some new software. We'd like a couple of new machines in here. There's a few things that I'd like to try to, you know, land here before the end of the year that we've had on our wish list. And so
okay.
This would just be, you know, kind of helpful to make all that happen. So
that's going to lead me to actually another question. You just
mm-hmm.
mentioned it. You said machinery and software. So I'm not sure if you're aware of kind of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about our company or no?
Not really. No.
Okay.
Not other than you're sort of a, you know, a capital, a hard money lender, basically, that lends unsecured, you know, with unsecured loans. So the interest rates tend to be a little higher.
I think you have, and it's our fault for our sales company, our sales team not offering to you. Don't take this the wrong way, but you have you have the wrong perception of what Bank of Cardiff is about, and I'd like to fix it. So I've been here for nine years, so there's a reason. So number one, our core product is equipment financing and leasing. What do we do? So the vast majority of what Bank of Cardiff does, I'd say about 50-60%, is by financing equipment purchases for small to medium-sized businesses. That is both including software and machinery. A lot of customers right now are being pushed to take these short-term loans to buy equipment because you've got a salesperson. They're saying, hey, take this loan and just spend it on equipment. But the question people have to kind of ask is there a better product for my business than a short-term cash loan to buy equipment? Absolutely. So let's just say, what can we do? The equipment that you're looking at, the software, how much does that cost?
I have no idea. I would need to go. I would need to talk to my senior staff to see what it is exactly they're looking for. But
let's give you an idea.
Just
numbers. So most of our customers borrow both of our loans. They do multiple equipment loans with us, and they do working capital. Those are two very, very different products. They're not mutually exclusive. So let's say you wanted to purchase some equipment and software. Well, do you have to use the cash to do it? Absolutely not. We'd arrange financing for you. Sometimes software is going to be limited to a three-year term. We consider it an asset. Sometimes we go to 5 years. Traditionally, it's 3 years. And so on your software purchase, you could get up to a three-year fixed monthly payment, very low interest rate. On an equipment loan, you could go up to 5 years, fixed payment, very low interest rate.
So if I have about $5,000 in hardware that I'd like to purchase and about $20,000 to $25,000 in software, then you guys would be able to finance that for me separately outside of a capital loan.
Absolutely, we do it every day.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Okay, and I'm assuming not nearly at the rate because there's now some sort of collateral there, right, with the equipment.
Yeah, the risk. It's not just about the rate. It's about the short term duration. If you're if you're borrowing say $35,000 say $30,000 on a working capital loan, let me just I'll put it in perspective. Let's say you pay very little interest, but you're paying this over a year. Well, your monthly cash flow on that's going to be around $3,000 a month. That's a really, really big payment for something short term. But if you're talking say about a 3 year term, and I don't have your whole credit report in front of me and your business credit, but if you're talking about a 3 year term, is your payment going to be $3,000? No, you're spreading the payments over such a longer term, you're probably looking at payments in the range of $1,200 to $1,300 off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at a much cheaper cost of funding, much cheaper interest, and B, more importantly, just a more manageable program, because the working capital is supposed to be used for growth. We don't suggest customers use working capital to purchase equipment because there's another product out there. It's like you would never use a cash loan to buy a car. You'd use a car loan.
So that's actually really good to know then. So then it sort of changes what I would potentially, right, my uses for the capital would be.
Absolutely. So here's what I'm going to do on the capital side of things. You're going to kind of win on all respects because I'm sure you're aware at the end of our quarter, we're pushing every deal through we can, and we're being pretty successful on it. So we've had a lot of customers that we've kind of gotten over the hump, so to speak. I'm going to be working on your file this afternoon. I've got your August bank statement, and I'm going to put together some offers for you. I know we had an approval for you previously that was for $80,000, very similar cost. It might be the same approval that you were offered, but I'm going to go put a lot of work in here and see what can we do to get you a really strong offer, something that's potentially longer term, something that is definitely cheaper. My goal is to circle back with you today. Since it's the end of their month, it might carry over tomorrow morning. So I was going to ask, what's a good time to call you tomorrow morning, say 10, 11 o'clock, and give you some final terms on what Bank of Carter could offer you?
Okay, so anytime tomorrow morning is pretty free for me. I actually have just a construction team meeting in the morning, and then I don't have my first meeting with a client until noon. Okay,
okay.
So I'm pretty available tomorrow morning. If I want to try to expedite it, Ruben, because I would like to begin making the payments day one of Q4. So
our goal would be to have come to you with a contract tomorrow morning and say, here's a great offer. Let's do this. That's our goal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because then, and I would assume would we be able to have that funded by Friday, on the 30th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. So
the only thing you might see an email from me. Just look out. I might need a current application just dated. I don't know if I do. If you might see an email from me. I work till about 7 tonight, so I'm working all the time. So you might see that pop up. But my goal is to have a contract in your hands tomorrow morning and say, here's our best offer. Here's the amount we can do. What do you think? In terms of funding, I can't, I would say I don't like to make up numbers. We usually don't have transactions that last more than a day in funding. The only reason I've seen one last more than a day or two is if someone's trying to borrow, usually above $250,000, we do additional due diligence. But below that, we're pretty clean.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get me at least 80 and maybe 100, and with a good interest rate.
We're going to focus on three things: the most amount of money, the longest term, and the cheapest cost of funds. All three.
Oh, then great. Then that's what I'd like to ask you to focus on. So, all right, well, good. So let me know if you want me to, you know, date, if that's something that's just going to be a something that I, because if you send it to me, if you send me that request tonight to sign the application, I wouldn't be able to do it until the morning anyway, because I don't have like the ability to scan the document outside of the office. So if that's something you think you might need for me, I can do it potentially this afternoon. I'm here at the office until 5. If otherwise I can do it, I can take care of it between like 9 and 10 tomorrow morning, and maybe we do it at the same time if you're sending over the offer or something like
that. I'm going to go find out, and if I need it from you, I'll get it done to you in the next 30 minutes.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Ruben. And you know what? I really appreciate the insight. This is actually much more information than I've received previously. And in fact, I played phone tag with Jeremiah probably like for weeks on end where I was leaving messages and things like that. So I, you know, really appreciate you following up and let's hopefully we can get something
we'll find,
out.
I'm pretty confident we'll find a solution. I just spoke to a customer that had almost the same exact thing, so I'm pretty confident we'll find a solution here.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'll wait to hear from you then.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.